Tonight I want to just share all the bullet points of the progression. The way my gift works, the way the Lord works with me, is He works in pathways. In other words, when something, He shows me the begin and the end of how to go down the path, one success is. So He covers it all, so to speak. And I see it that way inside. I just don't see, like, if I'm requesting something from God, I don't see myself asking. I see myself moving through the whole process, and that whole, I'm involved, I'm into that process. I'm on that path. You have to understand that when you ask God for something, He places you on a path. It's necessary you understand how the kingdom works on that path. Because if you do, you'll cooperate with God. And if you cooperate, you'll see the manifestation. And when you see the manifestation, it does something to you. Because you know why it came. Now, the first mountain was kind of interesting because it all came, you know, when we, Chuck and I, petitioned God for that 10,000, it all came just like that. Man, that is so wonderful when that happens. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Just a whole check. Now, that's pretty neat because if you haven't seen one single $10,000 check in like 3 years, that's pretty cool. Say, that's pretty cool. Now, the second mountain, that just turned me up, so I'm ready to take on a $50,000 mountain now. But this mountain's different, and you need to understand. Each mountain, God will do different things, but if you don't understand the different ways, you'll want Him to do it the same way He did that one this way. This one, He's doing it in pieces, working with our faith and with our daily obedience. And that is very important to understand. He's not bringing the whole 50,000 He could, but this is a training process for us because He's teaching us sometimes it'll all come in and sometimes it'll come in parts. And if you recognize when He's bringing it in parts that, in other words, God will bring you a seed to start working with. And because you get that seed, you must work with that seed. Our staff, we are getting trained, and we do this daily. I'm telling you, we had some come in last night. From last night to today, we had like $1,000 come in. And yeah, give the Lord a hand for that. Now, the thing about that is, now we could wait till tonight, but if tonight was service night, we normally would. But if it wasn't, we would send that check out tonight. Why? I don't want to wait till Sunday. I want that stuff rolling daily. You have to understand, if you're going to tap into the daily operation of the kingdom, you have to get into a daily mode with God. And you have to be sharp. So I'm going to show you like the whole pathway tonight. Amen? Yeah, the check did go out. Yeah, it went out this morning. They know. I said, did you pray? Did you interact? We're learning, don't write a check. Do not take your check to the bank when you get it. So where did I take it? Put it in heaven's storehouse first. Transfer jurisdiction before you send it back. You know, man, God, when God taught us that, I said, I'll never take our paycheck to the bank without letting me pray over it first. Because I want to transfer everything. What's coming in, what's going out. Everything, transference of jurisdiction. So I'm going to share the whole pathway in an exhortation form, the specific teachings on all of these parts we've done on the website, Kingdom, the dynamics of kingdom finance.
We're taking baby steps to our pledge. Really, really baby steps. Okay. So Tim had to go get a battery, and he heard a conversation in the back that wasn't very good for the customer to hear. So, you know, he approached the manager, you know, and he got a discount on the battery. Okay. And so I said, okay, we're going to have to pay for that anyway. So take what they gave you as a discount and put it in. I mean, but the thing is that we're starting to see, you know, it would have been like, wow, we could spend that, you know. But no, I mean, you know, the mind is changing. The thinking is changing. Use that. Even if it's a little bit, just use that.
Oh, isn't that good?
Now, actually, that's an incredibly important point. Because that's a seed, and if you don't recognize your harvest in what God gives, she said something, we could have took it because it was minute. We could have taken it and spent it, But because you've been believing that God or whatever comes in over and above, supernatural, uncommon, that we're going to sow that. And so that was a small piece, but that's a seed. Do you realize that seed can turn into a great harvest if you understand how to interact with it? If you don't, you'll miss the opportunity. And this is what happens with us. We miss the opportunity because we're looking for the whole mountain. It's great when it comes in. I love that. I wish God would do it every time like that. He just doesn't. But he does bring the peace like Jesus. He had the mountain. He had to feed the 5,000. What's he gets? He gets 5 loaves, 2 fish that could feed 10 men. 10 men. That's 500 times less than what you needed. So let's say the pledge. What was y'all's pledge? Okay, $2,000. What's 2,000 divided by 500? $4. See what I'm talking about? Jesus would have taken $4 and said it's enough. Do you see that he had to feed a pledge of 2,000? The Father gave him $4. He didn't even get an Abraham Lincoln out of it. $4 is enough to start working with. That's what you need to understand. If you miss the $4, because hey, what's $4? You'll miss the dynamics of interacting with the kingdom. Okay? So before we start talking about how to handle harvest, that's called the manifestation. That's called interaction with manifestation. We need to go back a little bit. So I want to take you back all the way to desire. Everything begins with desire. Everything begins with a request. The desire of the heart. Now, God's working with us with pledges right now, but he'll work with you with all kinds of things. I have like 5 long-term petitions. I have 6 short-term petitions I'm working with. All of it's in the kingdom of God within me. And I protect it. When you ask God, the first thing is that desire is you have to learn to bring that desire to God. Don't think just because you have a desire, God's going to perform it. You know how many unanswered prayers people have when they get to the kingdom and they said, why didn't you answer that? And God said, I did. Most of the time we don't even ask. We're having to learn to ask around here. We're doing this whole new media thing and we're thinking, okay, God, we have this media project, help us. And God said, ask. I told Chuck, get exactly what we need on the page. Let's create a petition. Let's ask for it. We need to learn to ask. But now, how do you ask? It starts with desire. And then Mark 11:24. You believe, you receive when you pray. Now, the most important part of that is the construction of at least a 1-page petition that has a few scriptures, like Mark 11:24, like 1 John 5, where he says, this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, we'll have those things which we have asked. And there's another one says, before we called unto thee, he answered us. I like that one. Before we asked, he answered. Before I called unto thee, you answered me. So I needed a scripture for the media stuff we want. And I said, Lord, give me a scripture. Immediately says, the Lord gave the word and great was the company that published it. Isn't that great? I said, that's all we need. Great was the company that published it. We're the company. We need to publish it. And so what do? We actually find out exactly what we want. So, well, you can't do that. Well, we're already doing it. Too late to tell me it doesn't work. Too late. I know it works. Now, what we did is we put that on a page, and then we have a signature and a date and a time, because it says that you believe you receive when you pray. Where do you receive it? That's hugely important. That's not manifestation, because he says, then you shall have. Shall have comes after you receive. You receive it into the kingdom of God within you. Why? Because God does not bypass human agency. He must deliver it through human agency. He's either going to deliver through somebody. But he transfers the jurisdiction of what you asked for into the kingdom of God within you. That's why that kingdom's in you. That kingdom can handle a lot. I don't know how much I can handle, but I'm growing by the day. Man, if my spirit could open up, my God. But I said, Lord, I never had the problem getting the deposit. It was always, how'd I get the deposit into the earth? Because I'm tired of walking around pregnant all my life. And I said, God, either take this away from me or get into the earth. Now I'm having to learn how to get this stuff into the earth. That's painful, walking around full of God. And I'm talking about full of promises. I'm like, I don't need any more promises. I got more than I can handle right now. I have so much. I don't need another download of promise. I really need to know how to get it out from here into here. So I learned to ask. And we sign it and say, Father, we believe this day that when we pray, Father, great is the coming that publish it, that all of these things, we receive them. And I say it like this. I receive it, Father, into my domain. You're a king and you have a right to rule and reign. And God transfers that into your domain or into the realm of your dominion, into the kingdom of God within you, into your domain. So I receive it into my domain. That's major. How does that happen? Where's that? That transfer can only be made by faith. You will find that almost everything about the kingdom of God happens by faith. Faith is the catalyst, not your works. Your works will get involved in this. There is some work. Say work. But it's not the kind of work that goes, tries to manifest it on your own. It's a spiritual labor that will produce the kingdom. So once we get the deposit by faith, you'll know when you get the deposit because you'll start carrying it around. Saying, oh my God, I know I've got it. Say, I got it. But you walk around now. This is the third phase. First, desire. Second, ask. Third, keep or guard. This is the most important phase. Most of it's lost in this third phase. This is the phase where it'll be tried. This is where the word of the Lord will be tried. It's the phase where the enemy will come immediately to steal. You must master, if you're going to master anything in this life, master the ability to guard the heavenly deposit within you. You can't allow discouragement in. You can't allow doubt in. You can't allow unbelief. You can't allow negative circumstance. You can't allow atmosphere. You have to watch what you say. And you also have to not watch what you say. You have to say. You have to say. Everyone say, say. You have to learn to talk and speak. You're never going to move a mountain if you don't learn to speak to it. Yeah, yeah, I know that, brother. I'm with you. It's not what you know, it's what you do. Every day when I wake up, the last thing I want to do is go in there and start speaking to my mountain. Why? Because I feel the weight of it. But that's the time that you're most effective. Now, what happens is, there's a lot of dynamics in the speaking phase. This is the guarding your heart with all diligence. We've talked about this and how to raise the shield of faith. This is so important. I'm dedicating two or three services on this. We spoke about this Sunday, and I'll speak again this Sunday, is creating an atmosphere around that promise. You must not allow your emotions to bring you into a level where your mouth will line up with your circumstance. And with your, if you allow your emotions to bring you down and you start thinking, then your thought systems start going down that pathway too. Woe is me. How come God does this for them? How come he doesn't me? God does not, let's not love me. And then you'll be amazed how the words, you get around people, you know, that flow just comes out of them. Negative all the time. You cannot ever fix somebody like that unless they get an interior fix. All you can do is give that person a box of apples and tomorrow they'll need another one. Because the dominion mechanism within them is ordering their environment. As a man thinketh in the domain of his heart, so is he. This is also the phase, which I'll talk about Sunday, where you have to tear down sometime between you and the answer to that request. God has to tear down a system or a structure of thought. Sometimes you have that. Sometimes there's a thought system blocking, and that's where the word has to penetrate in the speaking of the word and moving into that atmosphere and moving in, and that structure's torn down. Every one of you should have some kind of petition before God that you're expecting Him to move upon. If you don't have anything in there and have no expectancy out there, your life should be full of expectancy. If it's not, you're going to get into the waiting mode and say, well, someday God will do it. Or one day. Get rid of one day faith. Because one day you'll wake up tomorrow and you'll say one day. You'll wake up tomorrow, the day after that, one day. 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 And then you'll go to the left, the day after that, one day. 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 You understand the cycle goes on. You got to carry that. You got to speak. That's the place you speak to the mountains. That's the place you create an atmosphere around your life. That's the place where you move in the realm of seeing and saying. Learn to do this. Spend 10 minutes a day. Just swing the golf club. You'll beat the ground for a little while, but after a while you get fluid. After a while it'll come out of you. Your spirit will rise. That place is so important, because if you don't, you get pulled down under the prince of the power of the air. He'll steal it. He'll snatch it right out of your spirit. You say, well, he can't do that. Yes, he can. So the thief cometh immediately to steal what was sown where? In their hearts. He has access if you give it to him. Know something about the kingdom. The kingdom just doesn't manifest because you're born again. The kingdom manifests because you plug into it. The kingdom's always moving. The kingdom never stops. The kingdom's always increasing. The kingdom's always multiplying. We need to tap in. We tap in through our words. We tap into our faith. We tap in through our actions. We tap in through our giving. We tap in to the kingdom. It's very important. So this guard and keep faith. When I wake up in the morning, this one's so important. Now, I wanted to share a little bit about this. It's real important when you're speaking to move your whole being into what you're saying. You need to speak from the position of your jurisdiction in the kingdom of God. Do you understand that? There's a place where you speak from the earthly jurisdiction, and then there's a place where you move into the spiritual dimension and you speak. To do that, you've got to move yourself in. How do you explain that? What I do is, first of all, I just get like the framing. The way I start every morning, I'll get the drums on. I like the drums. 365 names of God. You can use whatever, you know, float your boat, but I get the framing of the world, and I got like five or six sections on it. I'll start confessing. Now, what I do is I make first my eyes connect with those words. Why? Because I'm creating focus. Why am I focusing? Because I'm trying to focus my being out of the earthly jurisdiction, out of the natural. I'm trying to get in, and my mind will start wandering, and I focus. Now, what I do is I do that for like 15 minutes just to get warmed up. Now, it's very important, if you're going to move in this dimension, you need to get words in you that'll come out of you. Not something you just have to keep referring back to the book, because you'll get like this after a while and you're not going to be as effective. You'll get like this when you're confessing, you know, let me just get prosperity over here since we're talking about finance. I leave an inheritance to my children's children. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for me. Oh, my gates are open continually day and night. They shall not be shut that men may bring unto me the nations. Well, Father, I thank you to supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. And I have peace like a river and the wealth of the nations like a flooding stream. Amen. I did what the pastor said. No, you did not do what the pastor said. To move in the kingdom, you focus. Now, what I do is I sow certain scriptures, and then when I go into this place, I put everything down because I'm moving in this realm and I want it to come out of my spirit. I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to draw it out, and I speak what he draws out. because I'm seeing that. I'm literally in a dimension where I see that, I'm saying it, and I'm feeling it. I draw my feelings, my emotions, my sight, and my being into the spoken word. And then I move from a kingly seat of authority. I move and I administrate the spoken word from that seat of authority. And when it does, the atmosphere immediately shifts. I'll just give you a 1 or 2 minute rendition of that. Most of you have seen us do that, but it's important you learn to do that. That part creates an atmosphere around you. Once that atmosphere gets around you, your faith goes up and a shield comes up around you. And what happens, all the stuff the enemy's been throwing at you starts falling off the shield because it meets an impenetrable shield. Now, I'm going to say this too. It's real important. You can know God. You can have a lot of revelation. You can understand different dynamics of the kingdom. You can understand the prophetic flows. You can do so many things with the kingdom and not understand this part. But you can be so full of other things. I know I've done this for years. You can pursue God's kingdom so vast. But if you don't get the money thing fixed, whatever else you're pursuing will get checkmated by the devil. I'm going to say it again. If you don't get the money thing fixed, whatever else you're doing will get checkmated by the devil. He'll checkmate the call of God on your life. Because he'll checkmate it because of need. Then you'll have to employ carnal things to try to get the kingdom of God established. It doesn't work that way. Especially if you're building in the Spirit, you're going to have to be fed your provision by the Spirit too. You can't go build in the spirit over here and then try to get into the natural to find resources. That won't work. The enemy will take that thing down. You can't do that. So it's very important you focus into this part of the kingdom to bring it forth. You know, you'll know when you bring it forth, like Pastor Chuck, man, he got it last week. When he got it, he said, oh my God. Now, I want you to come up and share a couple of minutes about that, Chuck, because I want to put this on CD for the internet audience. I want you to just capture a little bit of what the Lord shared with you and showed you just about the kingdom, plugging in, even your testimony.
Hallelujah. There's a couple of things went into it. Number one, I'll just kind of do it by timeline. But the first part of it was, that Sunday night when we started it, there was a seed that came in because someone presented me with the opportunity. I'd been doing some counseling with them, and for the first time ever, they gave me a check. And I'm like, well, this is definitely above and beyond anything that I expected. And so I Monday morning sharp, I took that thing and I planted it into because I'd already made my pledge and I planted it. Right, and so less than 8 hours from the time that we had a pledge, I found something there. And exactly, and a part of that is, we took that thing and received it, blessed it, and then released it back in as a fullness of harvest. When I began to sow it into the debt structure, basically I released it as a fullness of harvest. I said, this represents the fullness of my pledge being completed. And even though it was not.
Yeah, no, stay up. Now, that's important because listen to this. We're in training here tonight on this Thanksgiving Eve service. He received a partial harvest, but he saw the whole harvest in it. And when he said he thanked God, he received it, thanked God, and blessed it, he transferred the jurisdiction of that seed into the kingdom. He must learn to do that. Then he released it, and then something else came. That was way beyond his pledge to share that. And then share about the part it took you, how long it took you to get the message.
He wants me to share that part. And is there a particular reason that you want me to share that part? Because it's a lesson, life, right? It's a life lesson. Okay. But yeah, we took that seed. We planted that seed. And God began to deal with me. I mean, it's amazing what he'll do in 1 week's time. Because he began to deal with me over from Friday. I went to LaRue's and I told him, it's like, I can't, it's like, the Lord is telling me I've got to plug into this message. This is the thing that I have to plug into above everything else, because everything else that I'm going to do hinges on getting this down. Because Like we've just said, you got to fix the money thing. Because as long as money can be a deterrent, then you'll never be able to live up to the potential that God has already instilled within you. So when I was in it and I admitted to him, I said, I cannot believe I've been here for 10 years and missed the core message. Yeah, because basically, and that's what he began. So at first, that weekend, I began embracing what God was doing in this message and embracing. And then on Monday, Sunday night, he began dealing with me about the whole poverty mentality. And someone had come up to me and said that I had a poverty mentality or said that I didn't understand these things, I would have argued with them. Because it's like, no, I've teached this stuff. I've been in this river for 10 years and I teach this stuff. What do you mean? And yet but within me, God began to show me, and he began to show me the rejection issues, that I covered up, because then you make money. And so by money, you become self-sufficient and you can not have those rejection issues. And there's a whole lot of things that God began to do in that process. He began showing me those areas within my life. And first, I had to come to the place of recognizing it. And then second, I had to come to a place of repenting for my portion, the things that I did, the things that I took on upon myself, that I began to move in self-sufficiency and pride, arrogance, all the other things that we do when we want to cover and take care of an area of ourself. And then I began to need to cry out for the dependence upon him. Because in that point, then I could reach out. I could legitimately reach out and say, God, I don't want this self-sufficiency that I've grown up with. I worked since I was 11 years old to provide for just basic needs. You know, pants that went down to my shoes, and shoes, boots that didn't have holes in them, things like that. Because that was part of what God was trying to remove was my pride in my ability to do for myself. In that process, he dealt with me all week about those things. And then on Friday, we get a call. Kim gets a call, and my wife's mother had passed away 4 years ago. And so after 4 years, there was supposed to be a retirement account and whatnot that she was supposed to get paid out, but she worked for an Indian tribe. And basically, the Indian tribes are on Indian land, and it's not part of the United States. So there is no legal recourse that you can take against them. And so they had just basically told us one lie after another. We can't, you know, we don't know that she worked here. We can't prove that she worked here. She can't prove that she ever signed up. We would show them the documents. And then, you know, they would lose those. And for 4 years, this went on one after another. And I forgot about it. I forgot about it. And that's right. There was one other part. Thursday night, God had me come up with a thing, and he said, I want you to sow a seed for the restoration of things that have been stolen. Okay. And so, and he gave me a particular figure, which wasn't a particularly large amount of money, but he said, I want you to sow that seed for the restoration of things that have been stolen. On Friday, we get this call. And she said, Mrs. Miles, we have this check here made out to your mom from December of 06. That's 3 years ago that somehow we never delivered to you. And so there's a little process that has to happen for them to fix that and bring it out, because apparently the bank that they wrote it on no longer exists. So, but it's at the same time, Kim said, well, would you like to know how much it is? And see, we had no idea how much this account would be. You know, we figured a couple $1,000s, maybe a couple $100. It didn't really matter, because it was really more the principle of the thing. And when she said, would you like to know? Kim said, sure. She said, $28,000. So Kim's half of that, she splits that with her sister, turns out to be twice the amount of things that we had pledged.
Now, I have a question for you for benefit of the MP3. Do you know why that happened?
Absolutely.
Amen. That's.
And then Kim calls me, right? And I'm walking around in the store trying to pick up something to fix my computer, right? More self-sufficiency. And she's telling me this story, and I'm going, oh my God, it works. It works. And I was literally skipping around the store going, it works. It works. And all these people are looking at me, and I finally give up and try to, and I go, hurry up and make my purchase. And I go out to my car and I just grab the steering wheel and go, it works.
Okay. One more thing. What did that do to your faith? What do you want to do? Take on another mountain?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See that? Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Once that breakthrough comes and that lightning rod comes through you like that, and you know why it happened, and you dance around a store saying it works, it works, it works. You know what went in to that breakthrough, and you know why that breakthrough came. And when you employ all these things, well, is God going to send me checks like that? Well, sometimes he will. Other times he'll start opening up business revenue avenues for you. God can put you with people you have no earthly business being with. God can do amazing, amazing things for you, but you need to know what makes that happen. Why did God do that? God already did it. Pastor Chuck tapped into what was already going on. The kingdom is full of things like that. The kingdom's full of the blessing of the Lord. The kingdom's full of multiplication. The kingdom's full of breakthrough. We have to tap in. Do nothing, you probably won't get much. Tap in. Sometimes there's thought systems within us that resist that because of things you might know. But the problem, if your knowledge is not working for you, what good is it? I had to come to terms with that, my Lord. I said, Lord, I love revelation knowledge. I'm thankful for it, but if I can't get it to work, what am I going to do? We're going to get fat the rest of our life and never understand how to function? Amen? All right, so the guarding of the heart with all diligence. For out of it will flow the issues or the source. All those deposits from the kingdom of God within you will flow out of the heart. The Bible says out of your belly, out of the heart, out of the kingdom of God within you shall flow rivers of living water. That's also the phase in the guarding of the faith. Then there's a loosing phase. I call this the release. This is where you can't really put a date on when God's going to do it, but you can release your faith. You can release. Where are you loosing from? He says, Peter, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Where's the kingdom of God at? In you. So those keys, and what does he say? Whatever you bind on the earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on the earth will be loose in the heaven. We're learning also when you get an eternal deposit, don't go try to make it happen in the flesh. Because if you do, you'll bind that eternal deposit to the earth system. And if you bind it to an earth curse system, it will be bound in heaven and you won't get heaven's response to the matter. Now you can bind the devil. And you can, but what I do, is once I get that deposit, I walk around, I'm guarding, I'm speaking to the devil, I'm creating that atmosphere. I'll share more about that atmosphere with you as we go along, because that's a real important part. I loose that. If I'm believing to be debt free, Father, I loose the manifestation of that $50,000 into the earth. I loose it into the earth. What do you mean you loose it into the earth? You're in the earth. No. I am loosing from a position in the kingdom. That's why it's important you move into that position and you loose from that position. You must understand you're a dual citizen. You've got to move into that kingdom citizenship, move into that seat and release. That's why you speak from there. That's why it won't work if you go like this. Well, Father, you supply all my needs according to your glory, and I loose these things in the earth. No, you're in the earth. That won't be effective. In your dual citizenship, have to move into that position in the kingdom. I don't know why I caught like that. Ian does that too. It's just something you move into that place. You got to learn to do that. Say, Lord, put your hand on your head. Remove everything between my neck and the top of my head. Amen. Because that's the part that's going to keep you from moving into that position. Get out of your head. Your head's good for the administration. God will use your head, but not to speak from. So in the loosing phase, I don't start loosing till I get in that position. So when I start going, I'm walking, but I close my eyes. I walk in a circle around my prayer closet. It's 10 by 30 and I have stuff in there. I literally can close my eyes now 45 minutes at a time and walk around there and not touch anything. I just have a path. I don't know how to explain it. Literally, I can walk around. I'm walking around my desk, chairs, tables. I got a little place for all my petitions, and I don't touch anything, and I have my eyes closed the whole time. I can walk. I've just done it so many times, you know. You just have a path, you know. What does that mean? Nothing really. But when you start praying, I get warmed up speaking the word. But then I'm looking to move somewhere. And what I do, I start the ascension scriptures. I get my ascension scriptures working. What are those? That's where I ascend the mountain of God. I got to get out of the earth's jurisdiction. I can't loose what's in the kingdom within me unless I get into my position in the kingdom. What is your position? We've talked a lot about this. Ephesians 2:6. I was raised together with him and made to sit together in heavenly places. You've got to get out of the natural to administrate authority in the kingdom. Yes. We're tag teaming tonight.
When you begin, okay, one of the things that is difficult sometimes for you to begin, and it doesn't really matter what scripture you begin with, take a scripture and then take that scripture and just begin to read it enough that you memorize it while you're right there. So memorize it at that moment and then close your eyes and just begin to say that scripture and add as much emphasis as you can in your heart, because as you do that, then you'll feel the shift. Because there's a shift that happens as you begin to let it come up out of your spirit and come out into the atmosphere. And then when you get that one mastered, then you move to the next one. But if the first day, maybe all you work with is one scripture, and it doesn't matter, because when you get done, you own it. And then the next day, you build upon that one. You start with that one. You come into that place of ascendancy. And once you get into that place, you'll find it's much easier to start cracking the next one.
Yeah. Amen. Now, what helps me, especially when I'm starting out, is I ascend. I'm ascending the mountain. I take the wings of an eagle of Deuteronomy 32. You heard me say it. I am your portion. I'm the lot of your inheritance. You found me in a desert place as an eagle spreadeth her wings. Now, when I do that, I'm seeing that eagle spread the wings over me. That's the Holy Spirit. He spreads his wings over me. He says, you taketh me and you beareth me. I see him pulling me in. And when he do that, and then he says he lifts me. And Lori, that's the place my faith lifts off. He said he lifts me into my high places. He makes me to ride up. And see, I see an actual mountain. And I see myself hovering over that mountain. He makes me to ride over my high places. I'm feeling the atmosphere of that mountain. And Father, I thank you. You make me to ride in the high place. You feedeth me with the increase of the fields. There he feeds you with the increase of the fields. Oh, you pour me honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. I did that the other day. And something happened to me. This honey, like warm sensation, got into my spirit, and it was with me all day. And every time I closed my eyes, I felt I went into a realm of this honey warm. It was like a heavenly realm. I had this warm sensation inside of me that was so awesome. I said, God, don't ever take this away. He said, that's the honey from the high places. He said, that's also where the oil is poured out. And that's Deuteronomy 32. And that's where I feed you with the increase of the fields. And so I said, and then you got those scriptures like Psalms 18, where he said he maketh my feet like hinds feet and setteth me. And I'll go, Father, I'm set. Why am I trying? I'm trying to get into a position so I can administrate the release of the kingdom. See, so I got to get positioned before I administrate. And before I really start confessing, I get positioned. Father, I thank you. You setteth me into my high places. You see that? You make me to ride upon the high places with you. Oh, Jah, he rides upon the heavens. You can go ride with him. It's a position to get out of the natural. That's the purpose of it, is to get out. Once you get going, Father, I thank you. You setteth me into my high places, and you feed me with the increase of the fields. For I am a heavenly priest of the Lord. I am a heavenly minister of my God, and I'm being fed with the treasures of the nations. Father, I thank you that I go down to the sea of humanity. I do business in great waters. I see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Father, I thank you. According to your word, I'm the head and not the tail. Today you make that transition from being the tail all my life to being under the burden of mammon and debt. Father, I thank you that I'm a lender in the earth. I shall not borrow. I am the head. I ascend above mammon today. I thank you, Father God, as the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Father, gone are the days that I live under the weight of mammon. Gone are the days that I live chained down. Father, for I ride with you in the high places of the earth, Father, and this is you maketh all grace to abound, abound, abound. I'm always, every day, having all sufficiency in all things and abounding to every good work. For Father, today you loadeth me with benefits. I am a walking manifestation of heaven. Your favor encompass me as a shield today. My inheritance is built upon the foundations of your right hand and arm, the light of your countenance and your favor upon my life. Your favor this day has made my mountain to stand strong. And Father, today you're loading my mountain down with benefits. You're loading me with all the spiritual blessings in the high places, all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I'm being clothed today. I'm clothed. I'm clothed, Father. Every place now, the soles of my feet tread in the Spirit. All of this is mine for inheritance. And Father, I thank you in the name of my God. I set up my banner, for your banner over me, Psalms 20, is Jehovah Jireh. Your grace is sufficient for me. Your grace is sufficient, and the Lord fulfilleth all my petitions this day. In the name of my God, Psalms 20, I stand upright. I will not bow down to mammon. I will not bow down to poverty, debt, lack, need, or destruction, for I am delivered from destruction. And my Father crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now, when I get in that position right there that we're in right now, it's from that position I loose what's going on inside of me. Father, I loose the manifestation of that $50,000. I thank you, Father. I loose it into the earth's jurisdiction now from the kingdom within me. I loose it. Out of my belly shall flow rivers. Out of my belly shall flow answered prayer. Out of my belly shall flow answers to my petitions. I loose the favor. I loose the breakthrough. I loose it into the earth. I loose the manifestation. From that position, I loose, because I'm in the kingdom now. I'm not in the earth. You understand that? You understand that shift? You're not going to have a Bible school anywhere that'll teach you stuff like this. I'm telling you right now. You loose. You feel the atmosphere shift? You know why that atmosphere shift? I've learned to shift that atmosphere. I'm not hoping we're going to be able to shift it over whole cities in the future. When Jesus walked into Capernaum, he changed everything. We got to shift it over our own life first. It's first the house, then the city, then the nation, kingdom. House level, city level, kingdom level deliverance. Oh, everyone go, oh. The word has no boundary. Hallelujah. Don't you love it? You can live in that. See how that atmosphere, once you get that atmosphere, guess what that is? That is the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the adversary. They're quenched! I'm above the prince of the power of the air at this point. His circumstance do not affect me. Now I'm looking because I'm loosing manifestation. Now, at this point, after loosing phase or release from the kingdom of God into the earth, I'm looking. I'm looking for manifestation. This is where the Lord had to teach us. Very important. Michelle started this with a testimony. And what she said, she made this pledge. What will we believe in God? We make a pledge and anything God would bring out of the ordinary, extraordinary, uncommon, that wasn't a part of our natural income stream, we would dedicate that to the pledge. And then she was at the store, they were returning a battery and they got, right? You're buying a battery and you got a discount. And so anyway, they were talking about it and they gave them a discount. She said, now, why don't we sow that? It's not that much. Now, listen, this is the part that God had to train us on. Okay, I talked about manifestation. You're going to get it in two ways. You're going to get it in full or in part. Is that pretty easy? That's simple enough. What do you do when full manifestation comes? Rejoice. You're going to get those kind, like Jerry got. He got it a day after he pledged. He got way more than he pledged. But the amazing thing was when he pledged, he went home and said, you know, that was a chintzy pledge. I want to pledge more. And when he pledged more, it came in. More than more came in. Amen. That's awesome. And God goes abundantly above and beyond. It's like, what do you do at that point? Fulfill your pledge. Fulfill the promise. Fulfill the petition. If you're paying a debt off, fulfill it. Write the check. That's simple. Release. The second part is where God had to train us, is when it came in partially, and I'll spend the next 10 minutes on this. Even though I've spent it, you must hear what I'm saying on this. This is huge. When you're believing God, I'll just use our example for this 50,000-arm mountain we're moving, okay? Now, the first mountain I said earlier, 10,000 came in, boom, 3 days. It was... So I'm thinking 50,000 will come in like that. That's where you got to get your thinking adjusted. Because it may not come in like that. It may come in stages. Or it might come in as a seed. A minute, minuscule seed. Like they were talking about when they got a return on that battery. They were talking about their car there. And they got in and said, well, this is not that much, but we'll... apply. Now listen to this. When the bread and loaves that Jesus had to work with, he had 5 loaves, 2 fish. I've said this, I'm going to say it again, but I'm going to put this in perspective. All right? The Lord asked me a question one day. He said, how many people can I feed with 5 loaves and 2 fish? How many do you think you can be fed? I said, 10 hungry men. 5,000. Divide 5,000 by 10. What do you get? 500. He's working with 500 times less than what he needed. So let's take Tim and Michelle's example. They gave a $2,000 pledge. So if they were the Lord, what's 2,000 divided by 500? $4. This is more than $4. But just imagine, now here's what I'm trying to get you to recognize, the $4. Well, that's so minute, let's just go eat. What can $4 do? Well, it can do a lot if you understand how to interact with it. Now, once God taught us how to do this, oh, my God. Now, the other night, a couple weeks ago, somebody gave me a $500 check. And some of you, that might be going, oh, hallelujah. I'm believing God for $50,000. So I get the $500. I'm thankful because that's a nice gift. And I know exactly what I'm going to do with it. But I got this on Tuesday night. I said, well, I'll just wait and give it Thursday night. Put in the offering on Thursday night. That's when we process. And I wake up on Wednesday, and I'm praying Wednesday night. And the Lord said, what would you have done with that $500 today had it been $50,000 last night? What would you have done when you woke up this morning? What would I have done? I would have had that down here at 9 a.m. We would have had it in the bank at 9:30 a.m. And we would be writing every single check out to everyone we owed. And we would run around this building rejoicing. Hallelujah! What's 50,000 divided by 500? 100. He goes, I brought you 100 times less than what you needed. He goes, I was working with 500 times less than what I needed. You're just too casual about it. He goes, because you didn't esteem it. He goes, if you saw the $500, if you saw the 50,000 in the 500, you would have had that in the bank today. And I said, oh my God, it hit me. Everything changed. I'm telling you some very important keys here. The Lord said, I want to move you into a daily operation. If you want daily harvest outside of Thursday night and Sunday morning, we used to never get money in outside of Thursday night and Sunday morning. We're getting stuff coming in all the time. He daily loadeth us. It goes, I want to shift your operation to daily. That means like if you get paid on Friday, there is a capacity for you to get income besides Friday. If you understand how to tap into the daily. And the Lord said, you cannot have daily harvest if you're not interacting daily. He goes, by you waiting on Thursday, you saw the seed as insignificant. You didn't interact with it and you're killing the life in it. So I took the $500. I literally got in my car at 8:30 at night and drove right up here. Took that $500 and because I wanted it that day. And I started walking the floor with it up here. And I said, Father, I bless this. Now, here's the important part. Understand that that was a seed. What do I do? The same thing Jesus did in John 6 with the loaves and the fish. I received the $500 and I said, Father, this is 100 times less than what I need, but it's enough. And Father, what I did, don't miss this. I took that $500. Now, it's important to note, I don't go sending the $500 out until I transfer jurisdiction. I took the $500. I received it into the kingdom. I thank God first. I received it. And then I move into that position in the kingdom like I just taught you a second ago. And once I got in there, I draw the $500 into that place. That's why if you don't know how to go in that place, you better learn fast. Or you're going to be operating in the natural the rest of your life. That is not who you are. You're a dual citizen. You have a right to operate in the kingdom, but you must learn to get into the kingdom. And when I drew the 500, I thanked God. I presented it to the Father, and I blessed it. What do you bless it with? Be fruitful and multiply. That's all God has to say, and it's off and running. And I said, now you will multiply as the stars of the heaven, as the sand of the seashore, and you will possess the gates of the enemies. You are enough to move the $50,000 mountain. And when I did, God called. I was going to get Chuck up here at 8:30, and I had mercy on him that night. I told my staff, everything goes to daily. Whatever comes in that day, write a check that day. Break, and then see what he did. He broke the loaves after he blessed them, and he sent them to the hungry creditors. There were 5,000 hungry creditors. Think about hungry creditors. They'll stay hungry until you feed them. You got to feed them till they want no more. I said, now go feed them till they want no more. Because what's working in my seeds, the kingdom now. And I loose the kingdom and I loose that seed. It's $500. But what's working is in the kingdom's working in it. And when I loosed it, and I said, and Father, let there be 12 baskets left over for me. Because the little boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he got the 12 baskets. I get the government of God as a giver. Every one of you that give now, we release that 12 basket blessing. So every day that comes in, I told Chuck, and we got in our staff, said, we got to be very careful to not miss anything that comes in. Nothing is insignificant when God's involved. If it's come through your domain, never treat it insignificant. It's one of the best messages you'll ever hear on Thanksgiving Eve, I can tell you right now. And this is what happens is this particular mountain's being moved in stages. But God's sending it in. Weekly, it's sending in. It's sending in. It's going to move. The thing's going to crumble. But million-dollar mountains are going to crumble after this because we understand the principle of tapping into the kingdom. We'll just keep doing. But we interact. We receive. We move into position. Transfer jurisdiction. Bless. Break. Send. Expect. You see that? Give the Lord a hand. Back into expectancy mode. Bring us some more, God. You daily loaded me with benefits. I'm looking for some tomorrow. Father, bring me something on Thanksgiving Day. Whenever they give me something else, I'm ready to interact. I've got action with my faith. I'm working. I've got stuff going. Why do I want it in daily? Because I'm looking for daily harvest. I'm releasing daily. So daily harvest is coming in. God knows if he gets it into my hands now, I'll release. And God knows that I'm faithful. Why does he want to move a mountain like this? Because he knows if you'll be faithful to move mountains like this, he'll assign you a real mountain for the kingdom. In the days to come, he said, I want you to take on that whole ministry's budget because they don't know me, but you do. Take it on. And so what I do, God, that budget may be $2 million a year. And God said, take it on. Or take on media. Launch into media. All I need now is a seed to start with because I understand the principle of interaction. God, give me the seed to begin with. And I'm looking for it. Don't miss that part. It's like Michelle. She recognized at that store when those people were talking bad about Tim's car. I don't miss nothing. I'm looking all the time. I'm looking at the insignificant because in God's in it. God was born in a manger. See, the world always looking in the wrong place. Get your eyes fixed on how God works and start interacting. My God, will things change? All of a sudden, you'll start seeing. And what happens is the flow starts. She said there's a baby steps. Do you realize those baby steps could move into a multi-million-dollar operation if they stay with the kingdom, speaking, all the things I'm talking about, the interacting with the kingdom. Isn't this awesome? Man, I can't wait for more stuff to come. I check up on my stuff every once in a while today because they came in. I said, we got to do it. Are you blessing? Are you breaking? Are you thanking? Don't just start writing a check. If you're not transferring jurisdiction, you're not getting it over into the kingdom. That's when you give. Okay, we're fixing to receive an offering. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Now I want you to release faith tonight. Because the same principles apply when you give. The Lord spoke to me the other day. He goes, you've yet to understand the operation of giving. He said, all your knowledge, you don't know what it's about, do you? And I said, yeah, it's the promotion of the kingdom. He says, yes, it is. But there's more than that. He goes, I want to teach you how to get your offering out of the natural. He goes, you've been given forever and you're not transferring jurisdiction. And he goes, and when they give, don't you do, you interact with what they give. And you believe for the 12 baskets left over. You believe for the government of God established in them. So when you start giving into operations and know what they're doing, you'll start seeing release on what you're giving. Why? Because we're working in the kingdom. This ministry will have a look at me. This ministry will have a multi-million dollar operation in days to come. In the middle of recession, in the middle of a broken down economy, we will have a multi-million dollar operation. No problem. How do you know that? Because the kingdom is growing and the kingdoms always multiply. I'm just tapping in. Well, tonight, we're going to teach you how to give tonight too. So I want you to prepare your offering tonight because you're not just going to throw it in the bucket. Gone are the days of you throwing the offering in the bucket. I want you to learn to transfer the jurisdiction of what's yours. We're going to get what's yours into the kingdom. When we get in the kingdom, we're going to bless it from the kingdom and things are going to start happening. Chuck's dying to say something else. Come on, we got him stirred up.
Well, one of the other things is that you have to beat the thing about the religious mindset. Because as long as you think that there's some reason within your thought process, if there's some reason somewhere that says that if I do this, this is just all about my own greed and my own selfishness, you'll never see it from a kingdom perspective. You'll never see it from a kingdom perspective. As long as you think somewhere in your mindset, somewhere in your heart, there's a thought that says that if I do this, then it's just about me, and you know, and it's somehow it's godly to be poor. You're never going to beat it. You've got to understand and break agreement with that thing. You've got to break agreement with that spirit that is hanging over so many of our hearts, because it was hanging. That was one of the things that was hanging over me, because way back in my mindset, there was a thing that said, you know, to be rich is not godly. And it isn't about me being rich. It's about the kingdom of God being able to operate in me and through me. It's about the kingdom of God. Because if I'm living paycheck to paycheck, I'm doing the very thing that I'm speaking about to other people when they have an abundance and they just spend it all on themselves. Well, if I'm living paycheck to paycheck, I'm just spending it on myself. So, Lord, we just release right now, Father, the truth into our hearts right now. I release truth into these hearts, Father. I release the truth, Father, that is a kingdom operation that we're seeking, Lord. That we're not seeking just lust and selfishness, but we're seeking a true kingdom operation, Lord. Father, I break agreement right now with the spirit of religion right now that would blind the eyes and blind the hearts of this nation, Father. I break it, Father, off of this church. I break it off of our lives and our families right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak forth for the blessing of truth, Father, for the blessing of inheritance, Father, to come forth in these hearts and mindsets. I thank you, Father, for a renewing of the mindsets within HRC, within our families, Lord, within our leadership, Father. I thank you, Father, that you are changing our hearts, Father. You're changing our minds, Father. And that as we seek you, as we humble ourselves before you, as we come into the fear of the Lord before you, Lord, you're well able to bless us and increase us. And Father, because we desire, Lord, we desire to give into your kingdom. We desire to be a blessing, Father, in this nation. We desire to set forth the glory of God even in this area. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
You know that scripture that says, seek you first the kingdom and all things will be added to you? The devil has a way, a little twist in that. He'll say, well, why don't we seek first? Why aren't we seeking these things? How about it like this? That whole chapter was about obtaining provision. Look at the birds of the air. They're not sowing or reaping. Yet your heavenly Father is feeding them. Look at the lilies of the field. They're not toiling or spinning, and yet they're not even Solomon's clothed like one of them. He goes, you keep trying to feed yourself and clothe yourself. He goes, if you'll seek first my kingdom, what does that mean? Go out there and start witnessing on the streets? Maybe, but rather it says, if you'll seek the way my kingdom operates, get out of the way you're doing things, seek to plug into my kingdom, and all those things you're trying to labor for under the sweat of the brow, under an earth curse system will be freely added to you if you'll understand the ways of my kingdom. Stop trying to build a lifestyle through the flesh, but tap into the kingdom and all those things will be added. That's a better way to look at that scripture. Amen. Now, one other thing. This is not, I'm telling you, one thing that's going to block this if you don't learn to be generous. Some people, I tell you, you can be full of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and you can serve God, but you just don't know how to release. You've got to learn how to release.